Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Give with the right motive. A person's character is revealed when his or her motives come to light. Motive is at issue in this passage. Forgiving works. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus declared that his followers needed a righteousness that would exceed that of the Pharisees, because theirs was only external for show. Acts of worship are to be focused on God, not on self-righteousness to gain the attention of others. Verses 1 through 18 of chapter 6, which we're beginning to look at, address motive in giving, in praying, and in fasting. And Jesus gave two commands in this passage, our text for this session, regarding the discipline of giving. First of all, don't brag about your giving. Look at verses 1 and 2. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Righteous deeds done for personal honor do not impress God. What is your motive when you do works for the Lord? Whose approval do you seek? God's or man's? It is bragging on your own generosity and enjoying the praise that it attracts. Why do it? Hypocrites equals, the word hypocrites equals actors or pretenders. The term comes from the ancient Greek theater, referring to an actor who used masks to express various motives. In the New Testament, it describes a person who is self-deceived and seeks to deceive others. Kind of like tossing coins into the temple offering receptacles. Remember Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44? It says, now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which makes a quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Do not parade your piety. Do not show off your good deeds. It nullifies any spiritual benefit you might have received. How then shall we give? Well, second, do not have second thoughts about your giving. Verses 3 and 4. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Giving quietly gives no temptation for others to glorify the one doing the giving and opens the way for God to show himself. Reward, that word reward, the future reward of spiritual benefit in heaven is what Jesus is talking about. And the present reward of spiritual growth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Is there a contradiction here? No. The issue is motive for the action. Do not let your left hand know. Have no second thoughts about this. There are three points here to see. This does not suggest no record of gifts, okay? This does not suggest being irresponsible in finances. This does not suggest refusing to disclose your giving. Giving envelopes demonstrate stewardship and your accountability. I remember when I participated in the ordination council to become ordained to the ministry, pastoral ministry. The process is that they'll set up a council of pastors and deacons and other spiritual men, and they will then interrogate or question you about everything, about theology, doctrine, ministry philosophy, ministry practices, everything you can think of. My ordination council lasted 4 hours. They had brought people in from the two previous churches that I had been a part of before I moved to different places in town. And all of those from where I was at the time. The interrogator's question that he had regarding my giving was an important issue. And let me tell you, it's an important issue to those who aspire to leadership in the church at any level, pastor or not. This is what he said. His question. If I looked at the financial records of the church, would I find demonstration that you are committed to tithing? Well, I just have a question. How could it have been proved without a record? God is omniscient. He sees all. And your Father, listen, who sees in secret, will Himself reward you openly. Give as a response of love for God's glory, not for your own. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The right motive. You have a great day.